ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners to RIB English Radio. May this session find you in the best state of health and faith. We are talking about the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, and we spoke a little bit on the status of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam himself, and then the beauty of the Sahifa Sajjadiyah itself as the legacy of the Imam. I do not wish to discuss any more on the authenticity, validity, textual history, or even the literal beauty of the supplications, as these points have all been dealt with by many of those who spoke about Sahifa Sajjadiyah before this, and I'm pretty sure in previous sessions, the respected scholars have indeed covered this. But these beautiful supplications should become a part of our daily lives, as the words and teachings of Wali of Allah, a guardian of Allah, an Imam, a true successor to the Holy Messenger of Allah from his pure progeny and pure household. So Imam starts the dua with salawat. In the middle of the dua, Imam again includes salawat. And to the end of the dua, Imam terminates or finishes the dua with the salawat. That reminds us that we should indeed spend a good amount of our daily lives reciting salawat. It has many barakat and blessings that has been mentioned. Many of you already know about it. But try to adhere to this beautiful habit of reciting a lot of salawat in your daily lives while driving, while to work, or while spending time. Just recite salawat. After your salat, recite salawat. During your salat, during your daily prayers, make sure you recite salawat. This is one of the mustahab and recommended adhkar and sayings that we have been ordered or encouraged to, inshallah, recite. Let's take a break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
We are back with the program Bridge, talking about Sahifa Sajjadiyah, the ninth dua. Imam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alih, wa sayyirna ila mahbubika min at-tawbah. Indeed, make us, O Allah, we ask you to please make us go to the repentance. That an action, there's an action that you love. It is something that you revere, that you have devotion to. It's something that pleases you. And we said in the previous sessions that tawbah is U-turn, or returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to mention why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves tawbah. There's a beautiful hadith from the Holy Prophet. He says, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ مُؤْمِنٍ تَائِبٍ وَمُؤْمِنَةٍ تَائِبَةٍ. There is nothing, there's absolutely nothing more beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a repented believer, whether it's a man or woman, whether it's a mu'min or mu'mina, once they repent, they become really respected. And this is the karama, this is the mercifulness, this is the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we disobey anyone in this dunya, they only, if they are really good people, they would only forgive us. They wouldn't forget it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like this. If we truly seek repentance, what does He do? Not only He forgives, not only He forgets, but He respects us even more. He reveres us even more. He elevates us to the status that the Holy Prophet says, no one is more beloved, or nothing is more beloved to Allah. لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنْ مُؤْمِنٍ تَائِبٍ. So, someone has disobeyed Allah, but by repentance, by truly returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they become even more respected. They even become more revered. Their status gets elevated to the extent that it's as if they have never sinned. It's as if they have obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we say, Ya Mubaddil as-sayyi'at bil-hasanat. Oh, the one who transforms bad deeds into good deeds. And that happens only by accepting the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. Let's take a quick break and come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
We are together again. We're back with Bridge, and we were talking about the Tawbah. The concept of tawbah is one of the sweetest concepts that we can talk about a lot. But there are grades, there are degrees to tawbah. The very first degree of tawbah is nidama, is that feeling of regret that, oh, I wish I haven't had done this. I wish I hadn't committed that certain thing. I wish at that moment I would have showed more respect towards my wife, my children, my parent, my co-worker, my classmate, my friend in masjid, my brother in deen, you name it. That feeling of regret, I wish that word was not uttered out of my mouth. I wish I could have controlled my thought in that certain situation. That feeling of nidama, that feeling of regret is very important. That is the very initial step to tawbah. So there's fake tawbah that, okay, I see, well, Allah, forgive me, but in my heart, I still carry the love of that wrong action. I still crave for it, and that is wrong. That is not tawbah, that is fake tawbah. So the very first grade of tawbah is nidama and regret. And then The second level is the decision, the determination that I will never, ever under zero, no circumstance or no condition or situation will ever repeat that action. I would try to respect my parents, or I would try to respect my spouse, or I try to do this, and I would never, ever try to do this again. So that promise, that covenant, that plan for not redoing that action is the second degree of tawbah. And the third degree of tawbah is replacing, if that has become a habit for you, replacing it with a good deed or action. Inshallah, we will continue with the ninth dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah in the next coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد